Previously on Newsbreak, Lotus FM.
We certainly aren't alone, and I think when we look at the rising fuel costs in countries around the world, they're having the concomitant impact of rising cost of living expenses on citizens in those countries. So South Africa certainly isn't isolated in this regard, and I think that's an important point to make. It's of little solace, obviously, to citizens in South Africa who are under the cosh as it is. At least I think the message should go out that South Africa isn't alone. How this is going to impact on citizens locally, obviously we've seen in the past that when the fuel price increases, it does have an impact on foodstuffs, on goods that people use on a daily basis. So it is certainly going to have a negative impact on people locally.
Leighton, on social media, we are seeing a lot of people trying out different methods to save fuel. There are some things where they have fuel cost-saving tablets. What is your word to the public when using the alternatives to try and cut costs?
We've heard about these fuel polls that people are putting into their cars. And, you know, from the AA's point of view, we would certainly urge caution in using these polls. They haven't been tested. We certainly at the AA have not tested them. They haven't been through any chemical analysis process. The SABS has also not approved or verified their efficacy. So it's very dangerous in our opinion to be using these polls and these devices that have not been tested and vetted and approved, because the long-term damage to engines, I think, at this stage is still unknown. We understand that people are desperate, and we understand that people are looking for ways in which to minimize their fuel bill. But there are better ways of doing that. There are more logical ways of going about it than using chemicals in your fuel that have been untested. And so for that reason, we would urge people, don't use these polls until they have been tested and the efficacy has been proven. And until that stage, people should try other methods to save fuel.
Many people are asking what is being done, what engagements are going on at the moment to try and find a solution to this. Can you tell us anything on that front?
Well, sadly, I can't. You know, there were some moves earlier to engage with civil society. At this stage, we remain steadfast in our call for a review of the fuel price. We believe such an interrogation is necessary to determine whether the components on the fuel price are necessary and are calculated correctly. And our concern really lies in the fact that the basic fuel price and the import parity price, in other words, the price that we pay for the fuel that comes into South Africa, do not correlate. And that for us is a concern, and it needs to be dealt with not by people who are, you know, bureaucrats, but by experts in their field. And we think government needs to get that review off the ground as soon as possible.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.